From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Amanda Purcell reports for Columbia Green Media that Representative Antonio Delgado, a Democrat from Rhinebeck, held what essentially was a town hall meeting about affordable housing at Bliss Towers in Hudson September 4th. WGXC broadcast the meeting live on 90.7 FM and has a recording in the WGXC audio archives. More than 70 people squeezed into the community room at Bliss Towers to ask the congressperson questions. Delgado said funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development has decreased. Delgado said, and I quote, "As the need is increasing, the funding to enable to address the need is declining."
The first piece about home ownership and how we can provide more programming to ease the costs associated, the local property, all the taxes that are associated with it. How do we help homeowners deal with that? There's a lot of federal programs right now that are designed, and I mentioned this, the low-income tax credit, for example. There's a lot of credits that are designed to help investment in rental buildings, but there aren't as many federal programs designed to provide tax credits in a meaningful way for homeowners. And I think if we do a better job in the federal government devising a tax scheme that enables young homeowners, particularly homeowners who aren't wealthy, an ability to earn credit towards their home, then I can alleviate some of the more local dynamics that are ongoing on the ground.
First Ward Alderperson Kamal Johnson, a WGXC volunteer programmer, also running for mayor as a Democrat, organized the event and introduced Delgado and said, and I quote, "One of the things we wanted to do in hosting this event is make sure that our congressman hears from the people that are being affected by the housing issue. It's different when we get statistics and different things like that than when you hear a person's story and you put a face to the story," end quote. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com. Chris Sommerfeld reports in the New York Daily News that the Trump administration is taking $160 million from West Point and putting it towards the president's southern border wall. The story details 127 military facilities nationally with funding shifted to the border wall without congressional approval. In the Hudson Valley, work was expected to begin next year on the new engineering center and parking garage at the West Point Military Academy. In all, the Pentagon is redirecting $3.6 billion towards wall construction. Read more about this story in the New York Daily News. Clarence Panto reports for the Berkshire Eagle, Lenox is the latest Massachusetts border town adding marijuana retail stores. Jim Najami, the owner of the Spirited Wine and Liquor Store, is looking for a location after a new Lenox Road location prompted questions about traffic issues. Last May, town voters approved a 2-mile-long commercial zone along the state highway for marijuana sales. Lenox only allows 2 marijuana businesses, and Naveen Shah, owner of the vacant restaurant building at the top of the Lenox Commons Mixed Development Complex, has expressed interest in a shop there. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Christy Gustafson Barlett reports for the Albany Times Union that Fox Sports 980, Albany's sports radio, is now broadcasting on 95.9 FM, your music station. Playing Hits is gone, replaced with national sports hosts repeated from the 980 AM signal, with rights to air games from the Boston Red Sox, some NFL games, and some college basketball tournament play. Read more about this story in the Albany Times Union. A few days before Halloween and 2 weeks before Election Day, early voting begins. Locally, Greene County has one location in Catskill, while voters registered in Columbia County have 3 locations to vote ahead of November 5th. The County Office Building in Hudson, the Martin H. Glenn Municipal Building in Valencia, and the Copec Town Hall in Copec. In Greene County, early voting takes place October 26th through November 3rd at the Greene County Office Building, 411 Main Street, room 430 in Catskill. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.